This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. The Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans is something that inspires every single member of the team at Oasis. They're right there with you. Do you know the buffalo turns to the storm? That's the natural instinct of a buffalo. Turn to the storm. Most folks run from the storm, not the buffalo. Turn to the storm and then just go. That's the spirit they have. Oasis Petroleum. The Be the Buffalo spirit is something they love hearing about in North Dakotan, so don't be afraid to call us at 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave your comments. 855-200-1776. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. We have the Talk Radio Town Hall raring to go here today on the program. Senator, how are you?
Well, I'm very well, Scott. Thanks. I'm glad to be home in Bismarck. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Glad to know you're back home. I would imagine that Washington, D.C. wasn't exactly a fun place to be this last week, probably, huh?
Well, it really hasn't been fun for quite some time, to be honest. Fun's not one of the words I use to describe Washington. But, it was weird. It's been weird the last couple of weeks, to say the least. But we got some things done. We did pass the Great American Outdoors Act, which was a very big piece of legislation. We worked on it, had floor time both last week and this week to and get all the debate time in and some amendment debate and cloture and all those things the Senate does. So that was okay. And then, got the policing bill introduced. Tim Scott introduced that. So we'll start taking that up next week.
It was hard this week not to see the pain that Tim Scott is going through, at one point even breaking down in a press conference, I believe, in talking about the police reform. But I think he's done an incredible job of maneuvering the shark-infested waters of this tense racial time and dealing with things that sort of are just basically common sense, right? I bristle a little bit about the idea of police reform coming from Washington, because I'm thinking, well, that's city by city. How can the federal, on the other hand, there's things that are sort of no-brainers, and he really helped lead that admirably, didn't he?
I lost you there for a second.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't. There, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
I was just to get your take on Tim Scott and how he handled the week.
So, and to your point about the Washington, and in fact, Washington versus state by state, and that'll, Scotty, as we talk through this, you'll notice that's one of the bigger distinctions between the House bill and the Senate bill. Both bills have very similar goals. Theirs is much more mandated. Ours is much more using the existing incentives and tools of the federal government to properly reward good police departments and good police officers. With regard to Tim, you're right. First of all, Senator Scott, I think everybody pretty much knows who he is. If you watch any political news at all, you know that he's just an incredible senator. And he's, of course, he's the only black Republican senator. There are two black Democratic senators, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. Tim was in the House before he was in the Senate, so we have that in common. He's a really bright guy. I mean, he's extremely articulate, even eloquent, in tremendous persuasive abilities, oratory abilities, very thoughtful, quite conservative, great conviction. And, of course, his life's experience is both rich in terms of, preparation for Congress, and it's very common. I mean, he grew up in the South, of course, and a mom that raised him with incredible values, and so he is a creature of some emotion as well, but he's rich in intellect, and his life's experience, the things, the racial things, the biases we hear about, these are things that Tim has experienced firsthand many times, whether it's by police officers or school or whatever the case might be, the community. Tim has experienced all that, and yet Tim chooses to be a victor and not a victim. Tim chooses not to regurgitate or relitigate or sanitize the past, but rather shape the future. And that's why Tim Scott was tapped by leader Mitch McConnell to carry the ball on police reform. And he's done a magnificent job of putting a package of things together and putting them, you know, in the form of a bill, listening to lots of people. And now we have a bill that will, like I said, will take up on the floor, I think, starting next week. It'll probably be next week and the week after. It'll be on the floor while we debate amendments and process. It's you know, he's the perfect guy to do it. To your point, I think some people might have seen a rather impassioned Tim Scott on the floor the other day. I was there, actually, and he, you know, when he introduced the legislation, started talking about it, of course, he first had to push back against Democratic criticism before they had even seen the bill, of course, of it being not nearly enough, not going nearly far enough. Even referred to it, you know, one Democratic Senate leader referred to it as token legislation, which, of course, is a racist-laced word, and aimed right at Tim Scott. And, of course, Tim took personal offense to it, and rightfully so. And he pushed back against it. Now, to the credit of the Democratic leader who said it, he apologized. After that, he went to the floor and apologized for the slur. Tim, being the big man that he is, of course, accepted that apology. And I actually think Scotty sets a pretty good tone for starting the debate next week.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big Dick Durbin fan, so you're not going to get much in the way of accolades out of me, because I've just seen such a political animal there over the years that it's always a game. And I have no doubt that he used the word absolutely intentionally. And second of all, his apology was, if I offended you, I apologize. I always consider that a non-apology, you know. I'm sorry. You're obviously hurt by what I said. I'm sorry. That's what you say. Not, if I offended you, you know, I can't believe that offended you, but if it did offend you, then fine. But
that's,
you know,
where the bigger man reconciles, by accepting an apology, even if it's an inadequate one. As I often remind myself, is while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, and reconciliation was, you know, the offended party becomes the bigger person, and that's what Tim Scott did.
Well, and speaking of that, I would just love for some people to get together and say, all right, we're all tired of this racial tension. We recognize bad things happen in our history. That wasn't me. That wasn't my grandparents' parents, but it happened. On the other hand, you know, what it is to live as a black person, in the United States, only a black person can know. So I'm going to take them at their word that it's not pretty. So let's figure out how we end all that. Let's figure out how we, you know, have that be a rearview mirror chapter. And in my mind, the only way to do that is to say, you got to love each other, period. You know, you just like we're called to do. And if you don't have a Christ-like approach to everybody that you encounter in your life, then it's not going to happen. But we sort of can't talk about that in the halls of the United States Senate, can we?
Well, we do. You know, one of the things people may not know about Tim Scott, or maybe you do, but, you know, he is the co-chairman, along with Angus King, of the Senate prayer breakfast. And we meet Wednesday mornings for prayer breakfast, bipartisan. Of course, Angus King being an independent who caucuses with the Democrats. And we have a lot of wonderful I love you moments with each other, you know, once a week, and that does carry through in terms of personal relationships. It's not very sexy. It's not great stuff for Fox News or CNN, but there's a lot more of it than people might think. Now, the problem, too, is that we often have to go to the floor and rip each other for the cameras, and people don't get to see the affection. But there's also a lot of the other that happens on the floor and on C-SPAN and whatnot. It's just, again, it's not very very sexy. It's not what the media likes to see, or what they certainly like to report.
Let's get to some phone calls here for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Kurt in Bismarck. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, good morning, Senator Cramer. Scott, question about, we've got a lot of press right about the Great American Outdoors Act and how great the dealing with the backlog of maintenance is, and that's probably a good thing. But there's some other parts of that that I don't think are very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're taking this out of the Well, part of it is going to be able to be spent on purchases by the agencies, by individual agencies, and there won't be any congressional oversight on that. And that'll be a permanent thing, as I understand it.
Yeah, sure. No, you're mostly right. So what it is, there's a fund called the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and it's been around for decades. It is revenue, the revenue from the land and, for the Land and Water Conservation Fund comes from the royalties of oil development offshore in the Gulf of Mexico. And a certain part of it right away, like all offshore drilling, that goes to the states that the oil is associated with. It's been a permanent fund for a long time. It goes back to 1985, I think, the original funding source. So it is a permanent funding source. It's just that now this we made it a permanent appropriation, mandatory, if you will. But it does have a revenue source. It's always been there, at least been there for several decades. And we'll...
But it doesn't worry you like it worries Kurt. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Enough, if you're looking for a great company to work for, maybe a little more stability, maybe a change of scenery, Coast Materials has immediate openings for ready-mix truck drivers now. If you have a current A or B CDL, Fargo and Grand Forks, excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment, relocation assistance even available. Become a part of the Coast family and part of the community. Locally owned and operated, been serving their customers quality products for over 50 years. If you want more information, go to coastmaterials.com, K-O-S-T materials.com, or call 701 367-1759. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. It is the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Your questions, your comments, welcome on the program. We had some texts coming early today for you. Here's one of them. Could you ask Senator Cramer what he thinks of BlackRock, a mega financial corp, getting in bed with our U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve? Are we financial slaves to BlackRock, too, now?
Well, boy, let's take the rest of the show on this one. A couple of days ago, in fact, on the Banking Committee, I posed this similar question to Jay Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve. In fact, he and I have talked about it a number of times offline, but I did challenge him on it CNBC, actually, and at our committee hearing. Also, Martha McSally, Senator Martha McSally from Arizona, and I sent a letter to Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, just this week, asking some similar questions. So I, by the way, raised this with the president and Secretary Mnuchin in the White House when we had our meeting with the oil executives a couple of months ago to talk about the oil industry. A couple of problems with BlackRock. First of all, here's the assurance that Jay Powell has given me many times, as has Stephen Mnuchin, but I keep bringing it up because I want them to know that we're diligent in watching it. BlackRock definitely has some expertise as a lender, as investors, that don't exist in the federal government. They are advisory to the CARES Act, particularly the pieces that the Federal Reserve and Treasury do together, and that's about $1.5 trillion worth of the lending programs, like the Main Street Lending Program and some of the other lending and credit tools through the CARES Act, but they do not determine policy. The policy is determined by the Trump administration and by the Federal Reserve. And so, fortunately, on the Banking Committee, I'm able to drive that a bit. The problem with BlackRock is this. One is that they have become very green, if you will, in terms of their investment. They've been bullied by these left-wing extreme environmental groups. Now, not ironically, probably, not unusual, but maybe ironically, Larry Fink gets no credit or slack from the green groups, even though he has caved to them many times in investment policy. The proxies have voted against the board position on several investments in terms of ammunition and firearms, payday lenders, obviously fossil fuels. So we've put them their feet to the fire many times, we being me, basically, with others that have signed on to letters that I've written either to Secretary of Interior, or, I'm sorry, Secretary of Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and now to Larry Fink himself. The other thing, though, that's a problem with BlackRock is that they have a lot of Chinese investment. And China has a very different, well, the Chinese companies do not meet the standards of American companies when it comes to enforcement, when it comes to transparency, when it comes to public accounting, particularly under public accounting standards. And we have very strict standards in the United States with United States companies. China does not. And so we unanimously passed some legislation a couple of weeks ago that forces the same standards or higher on Chinese companies or foreign-owned companies as are on American companies. Literally, we introduced it, and it passed within days unanimously. And so now we have to work with the regulators to make sure they're watching it all very closely. So believe me, I'm passionate as well as pretty familiar with the BlackRock situation and scenario. But be assured, they keep reassuring me. And like I said, just as recently as Wednesday, in public, Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell assured me again that they have no policy guidance or authority whatsoever with the federal government.
We have a call that came in during the break. Kevin, you want to roll that? Or Todd, do you have it? I forget who has it.
Good morning, Senator Cramer. Are we allowed to wall off our neighborhood and declare our own little kingdom? Asking for a friend? Have a good day.
I didn't catch that very last line.
He said, are we allowed to wall off a certain part of our neighborhood? Asking for a friend?
Oh, well, I understand the premise of the question.
Well, hasn't President been set in Seattle?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre, isn't it? I mean, it's pretty darn crazy that you guys, here's the thing. It's kind of back to the previous question about Larry. Larry Fink. Larry Fink does all these things, and BlackRock does all these things to appease the left, and guess what? It's never enough. They'll take more, they'll take more, they'll take more. You'll always be a villain. Well, what happened in Seattle was, in my view, was the police allowed this takeover of this neighborhood, allowed the takeover of their precinct. And for that, they're going to get nothing. And eventually, they're going to have to extract those people. And, you know, sometimes you've got to be diplomatic, but there are other times when you have to stand your ground. And, of course, as you know, there are other places now talking about duplicating exactly what Seattle's done. You know, it's hard for the good guys to think that way, and I know that the question is meant to make a point. I think he makes a point pretty well.
Another texter wants to know if you agree with President Trump that we need new Supreme Court justices and religious freedoms are gone and done.
Well, of course, do I agree with President Trump we need new Supreme Court justices? Yes, but let's remember that Neil Gorsuch, it was his first nominee to the Supreme Court, and Gorsuch, not only did he make an awful, awful decision and write a very poor excuse for it, it was inconsistent with other decisions he's made. In fact, inconsistent with similar decisions he's made when he was on the appellate courts. It was the darndest thing I've ever seen. It was like a guy that woke up one day and he had a different brain than he went to bed with. And so, yeah, we need some new Supreme Court justices, but let me tell you what we need to do more than anything is we need to vet so-called conservative constitutionalists and make sure that that's their true conviction and not just a check mark that they put in a box when they want to get a Republican president's nomination. Now, remember, Gorsuch in particular was recommended by the Federalist Society. So I don't know what happened to him that he had this change of mind. But he
We lost Gorsuch on the DACA thing, right? That's the only decision where he's swayed, isn't it?
No, we lost Gorsuch on the transgender definition. The definition of sex from the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Got it. Okay. And DACA or just that one?
No, just on that one. Okay. We lost Roberts on both.
Roberts on DACA. Okay.
But remember, John Roberts has been a disappointment multiple times.
Yeah, yes.
And he's, of course, the Chief Justice. He was a George W. Bush appointee.
Obamacare.
Obamacare was the beginning of the revelation about John Roberts. So, Neil Gorsuch's opinion, here's basically what he did. He made the opinion that in 1964, when the Congress passed protection rights for genders, that now that all these decades later, that gender means something different than it meant in 1964. It makes no sense in law, and certainly isn't what the Congress had in mind when they passed the Civil Rights Act in 1964.
Sherman in Bismarck is next up, then Harold and Reeder, and others behind that, for Senator Kevin Cramer, when we continue.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his efforts to end legal protections for young immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt. The high court saying that Trump improperly ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2017. In a Friday morning tweet, the president says, "The court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won." And he added, "We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly." Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN, the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Simon and Garfunkel for you, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Prepare to be maybe just a little bit hungry, maybe even a little more hungrier than you are right now, because I'm going to tell you about some lunch specials today at PetroServe USA. Pulled pork with gravy or a chicken fettuccine. You can't go wrong with either choice. Find it at the Valley City location, exit 292 of PetroServe USA. Grab and go, homemade, home cooking, great convenience, good food. Harwood, that's the location, I-29 in Harwood, north of Fargo. Two Sloppy Joes and chips today. There's the barbecue chicken sandwich that is fantastic at the 12th Avenue Fargo location and the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Beef ravioli or chicken tenders. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. All the PetroServe USA locations from Mandan in the west to Bemidji up north down to Wappan and everywhere in between. Great single-topping personal pan pizza, two fresh-made cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain drink. Four items for $4, yours all day, every day at PetroServe USA. The protest downtown Fargo has moved now from Island Park, which they renamed Justice Island, to the streets of Fargo. The Fargo PD has told us they have blocked off Main Avenue at Broadway and 2nd Street, temporary road closure until the marchers clear Main Avenue, and also MP Avenue at 4th Street North, same thing. And again, this was unexpected. They were supposed to stay on the public, not on the streets, but rather on the sidewalks and not disrupt traffic, so it's gone a little bit wrong. Steve Halstrom is following along, covering this for us. Steve, how's it gone so far?
Yeah, so far, Scott, it's people that are frustrated and that are angry. No question about that. So far, there's been nothing but people marching orderly through the streets. You mentioned that. That could be a source of contention that streets have been blocked. The mayor did the emergency proclamation to allow him to do that. The march was led by some leaders, Black Lives Matter, One Fargo, law enforcement walking with them. It's been an interesting dynamic down here because police have been there, very much involved, very much around the periphery, but still very much there. Mayor Mahoney was there. Read a proclamation just a few minutes ago saying that going forward, June 19th will be considered a city holiday in the city of Fargo. That's the big news event we're talking about here today. But until then, when the mayor was on stage with his son, Dylan, who happens also to be black, they were a lot of people did not want him to be on the stage talking. They wanted him to get out there. They didn't want to hear from him. But one of the organizers knew what he was about to do with his proclamation and said, no, we need to let the mayor speak. And he announced that there would be this proclamation going forward that June 19th would be a city holiday. There's been some reports that the mayor and his son were booed off the stage. That's not true. There were boos, no question about it, before, during, and after. But the crowd really liked the declaration about June 19th being a city holiday going forward, and that seemed to make people much more happy about it. He was not booed off the stage. There was still a few boos at the end. But there were a few people that certainly still upset with the mayor and the chief of police.
All right, now you're, is the protesters, have they arrived at City Hall yet? Steve, can you hear me? Maybe we lost Steve there. Okay, well,
yeah, no, they're at City Hall.
They're at City Hall.
Watching the feed here.
That's what the question is. And then now turning around and going back to Island Park, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yep, they've just the last few people in the march have now reached City Hall, and you can hear behind me there's chants going on. The number one chant that has been taking place here is no justice, no peace. Prosecute the police. Which has been an interesting dynamic. Police officers walking by just kind of smiling.
Prosecute the police.
Far, it's
not enough to defund the police. Now they want to prosecute the police. This is a bunch of petulant children is what it is, unfortunately, that are getting way too much coddling from people to enable more of this stuff. But it's happening, so we report on it. Steve, thank you so much. Steve Ahlstrom from our broadcast crew here today on the scene down there. We'll keep tabs on this and make sure it stays peaceful, right? It's still peaceful. It's annoying and blocking streets, but it's peaceful. That's a good thing. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer.
I want to be clear about something. Aren't the police officers in the George Floyd thing, haven't they been arrested and charged?
Yes.
And they're being prosecuted? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, same with the Atlanta incident, and some would argue, a rush to judgment there and sort of pandering to a mob mentality that didn't even warrant them being charged. I guess the court and a jury will have to settle that one. But
right.
I wouldn't want to be a police officer right now. I mean, I weep for these people. They're out there really defending
us. There are a lot of people who don't want to be police officers, and I'm afraid a lot of them are police officers. And if we don't handle this thing properly in legislation, and it becomes an anti-cop legislation rather than a support our police officers with training and dollars and equipment and things that help them do their jobs better, then there won't be any police officers. And I guess maybe the Ilhan Omars of the world will get their way then. And I just wonder what will happen when one of them needs real help.
No, exactly right. And, the actual statistics do not bear out what they claim. I mean, just actual black and white statistics of this situation. For instance, I read the numbers earlier, don't have them in front of me, but a huge disparity exists between a officer being murdered, harmed by someone black, versus the opposite, a white officer unfairly, like in the George Floyd case. The numbers, the facts are there. I mean, if you want to just really understand this whole situation, read Heather McDonald's book, The War on Cops. It's incredible how the new attack on law and order makes everyone less safe. It's very, very good. She's a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She's been a champion on this for a long time. Sherman and Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Senator Cramer.
Hi, Sherman.
I'm calling about, I'm drawing a pension from Central States, and I received a letter from them that they're going belly up in 2025. And I remember you was on this radio program mm-hmm. when you were in the House, and you said that the State Department mismanaged the funds. And I'm wondering, was there some kind of investigation or somebody arrested or charged with mismanaging the funds?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was the State Department that mismanaged the funds. There's some oversight by the Department of Labor that oversees that particular division or agency that oversees some of these pension funds. I don't want to lay the blame where it maybe needs to go because I don't know for sure. I know the union itself, of course, bears some responsibility for it. I've always believed that the federal government, with its oversight and it happening under their oversight, they had some obligation to it. We've tried to put it into some bills. The problem is every time we try to work on this, and there's a group still working on it, don't get me wrong. It's being led by Rob Portman of Ohio. Both Senator Hovind and I have been active in that, as well as a number of Democrats, and trying to find a way to help these these pensions. But we also have a whole bunch of public pensions, which are in as bad or worse shape, and they were mismanaged by their states. And every time we try to bring up a multi-employer solution, then, you know, we have this other problem where states want a federal bailout of their mismanagement as well. And that's been a little bit of the hang-up. So the problem now is, and we really actually had some momentum, Sherman, in this, you know, going into the winter and in the spring. A lot of that, of course, has been certainly slowed up by what's happened with the COVID-19 and other priorities. In fact, I did an amendment trying to get consideration for central states in the COVID-19 3.5, and we're unable to do that. Again, largely over the fact that every time you bring it up, then all of these states also want a literal bailout. We're trying to come up with something where there's some shared responsibility. But no, the State Department doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the Department of Labor that has some oversight.
But his question on whether or not actually there was any accountability for that, has that happened yet as a result of their mismanagement?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think there's some union leaders that have probably taken some pretty hard pounding by some of their membership, their rank and file membership, for sure. But I don't think there's a big mystery. A lot of it, Scotty, has to do, of course, with the fact that there was a market that crashed. And there were a lot of pensions, a lot of people's retirements, funds and stuff were hurt by that. The problem here is, and Sherman knows this better than I do, obviously, the problem here is that this is in lieu of other retirement. In other words, this is part of their compensation. This is why it's not really it's not a state or a public employee pension fund. This is a multi-employer pension fund as well, and there are several others besides Central States. Central States is sort of, well, it's ours, first of all, and it's also, you know, one of the highlights, if you will, of the problem. But this is part of their compensation as workers. This is not something where, it's some sort of a gift or something from an employer. This is the employees, they contribute in their work. This is part of their compensation that they've agreed to and that their employers agreed to. And some of the employers have been better than some of the others, but it requires a very sophisticated solution, and we continue to work on it. And the problem is the closer we get to the 2025 that Sherman's talking about, the more dramatic, much like Social Security Trust Fund, the more dramatic and painful the fix is going to have to be. So that's what
Sherman, I appreciate that call. Thank you very much. Yeah. Harold and Reeder, next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Harold.
Good morning. Senator, I would like to suggest that you get together with other senators and representatives from the states that produce raise livestock and go to President Bush and ask him to issue an executive order that would allow the small packing plants and butcher shops to retail meat without being USDA inspected. Now, I say this because I'm afraid that the bill that you and Senator Rounds have got submitted is probably going to meet the fate of a couple of other bills that are similar that have just laid in committee. There's a House Bill 2859 and Senate Bill 1620 that have laid in committee for over a year with nothing happening on them. And my concern is that if round two of the Chinese flu comes, it's going to be worse than round one, and round one tied our fruit.
Hang on, Harold, if you would. We'll get your answer on the other side of the break here, okay? So don't go away. We'll give the senator enough time to answer this after a short time out. Brought to you today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at MyPillow. Remember the masks, 20-pack, $59.99 with the promo code SCOTT, and they are deluxe. And the towels are back. They've been selling out of the towels. They have a whole new shipment in, and they're up to 50% off right now when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Overstocked with huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities. You can get Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises. Some of this fuse 5,000 miles. Payments starting at $199 a month. All with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle even if you still owe money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Quick programming note, Dinesh D'Souza will join us on Monday. He has a new book called United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. There's a lot of onion to peel back on all of the stuff going on right now. There's no doubt in my mind. Protests, COVID-19 response, all of it. Peel back the onion. And so books like that help. Also, we'll have Dinesh on Monday. Just wanted to give you that FYI. We're brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. They have a message for the members of the military out there. You served our country, and now the University of Mary wants to serve you. They are a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults, in addition, of course, their campus in Bismarck. They make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. So a lot of services specifically offered for military students you need to know about, a full support team, personal care, scholarships, reimbursements. They're going to help you in many ways. University of Mary, ready to serve you, classes starting all the time. If you tell them you heard about this on What's on Your Mind, They're going to waive your application fee. Go online to umary.edu/militaryservices and find out everything you need to know right there. All right, Harold and Reeder had a question about the bill that you have joined Senator Mike Rounds on, and we've talked about this before. I just ache for answers out there in the situation they're going through. I'm going to translate, Harold, for those that missed it, essentially saying, hey, all of that's been tried before, and this is just going to find the same fate, so do something different. What do you say to his suggestion?
Well, I think what Harold's asking is ask the president to do something. And the president did to do an executive order a few weeks ago relating to the rollback of regulations as a result of the recovery of after COVID-19. I sent a letter along with a handful of other senators, include Senator that includes Senator Jones and Wyden. There are two Democrats, Enzine Barrasso from two Republicans from Wyoming, and Senator Hoban, asking USDA and pointing to USDA this very specific issue as it relates to small meatpacking facilities, and that the EO that the president signed a couple of weeks ago should be relevant to this and should be applied to that. So we've done exactly that. I'm also on the what's called the Prime Act. Now that's another piece of legislation, but that would exempt federal inspection for custom meat processing facilities, which we have lots of them around the country. And as you probably know, a lot of the smaller facilities are trying to ramp up, but of course they have the challenges of the facility restrictions. They just don't have the room or their staffing or whatnot, but they're trying to ramp up to meet some of that other demand. But what I like about it, hopefully in the long run, we can have a more dispersed packing industry in the United States than just simply having four big companies owning 80 or 85% of the market. I think there's a lot of benefit to that. And I think, frankly, COVID-19, as I've said many times, has demonstrated the vulnerability of not just our meat supply chain, realizing that two of the biggest ones are foreign owned. The largest beef one is owned by Brazil, and the largest pork facility, of course, is owned by China.
China. Yeah. Thank you, Harold. Appreciate the call very much. I have 3 minutes left with Senator Kramer. Fred and Wing, I'm going to give you a minute of it, and then we'll go rapid fire through the text here that have come in on topics. So let's go, and let's go quick. What's on your mind?
Senator, I'm disappointed in our Supreme Court, and we got behind and supported these guys, got them through there. We worked so hard, then they betray us. And then now in Fargo, we would get behind the police department in a minute, but there's been a declaration that says keep your guns and keep yourself away from downtown. So these guys are down there protesting. They're walked off the sidewalks. We can't even get behind our cops there. In the federal court, these people are going against everything that we've worked for years. They betrayed us. They betrayed the Bible. They betrayed God. And they betrayed President Trump, betrayed the Senate, the Congress, everybody who got them pushed through. They betrayed all these people. So now we're not going to take the blame for that. I want God to remove them so we can hurry up and get new ones in there. That's
so,
what they don't.
Go ahead. I
just wanted to say the one thing you didn't mention that they betrayed is the most important thing, and that is the Constitution of the United States, even though God reigns above that. But that's their oath. Their oath is not to Donald Trump. It's not to me or the Senate or conservatives that got them in there. It's really to the Constitution of the United States. The reason we pushed for them and the reason we supported people like Neil Gorsuch is because we believed that they would uphold the Constitution of the United States and that they meant what they said when they said they're originalists or they're textualists. And the problem is they get in there and they go to too many I shouldn't be so critical, but they go to too many cocktail parties with liberals and they want to be part of the club. And it happens to many of them. Didn't happen, obviously, to Clarence Thomas. It didn't happen to Alito. It certainly didn't happen to Scalia, and that's who we miss more than anything. Because what happens is, even though you might have a good conservative that you put on the court, they're oftentimes led by the nose by people who are superior intellects and superior in persuasion. Scalia was that, and so he was able to keep conservatives in line. I'm afraid we don't have that person right now. Maybe Clarence Thomas would be the closest thing.
Important topic, though. A very important
really
topic.
Important. We're going to confirm the 200th judge next week, the 200th Trump nominee next week. It'll be a circuit court judge next week.
I only have seconds left. So John Bolton, give me your what's your bubble word thought when I say John Bolton?
He thinks he was hired to be the commander in chief. Lo and behold, he's only an advisor. Now he's throwing a hissy fit and getting rich.
Mike Pompeo was in the room too, and we have a different version. All right, thanks, Senator. Appreciate it.
Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.